this powerful training, you will learn how to develop the art of mindful living. You will learn what mindful living really is and the short and longer-term benefits of mindful living to keep you inspired and motivated to take action every day. The training will reveal the most common myths and misconceptions about mindfulness so that you can reject them. You will also learn about the most common mistakes that people make when trying to live a mindful life so you can avoid them. Breathing correctly is very important for living a mindful life, and the training explains how to do this. Mindfulness meditation is a powerful tool that you need to learn and use, and how to do this is revealed in the training. You will also learn proven ways to live a mindful life, using cognitive restructuring, and the 8 best practices that you need to follow for success. Everything that you need to know about mindful living and transforming your life for the better is in this powerful training. The steps outlined in the training require practice, patience, and persistence. Mindfulness is one of the most buzzworthy topics in modern-day society. This practice has resurfaced as an essential way to live and as a potential cure-all for our modern-day stresses. While there's a strong demand for more mindful leaders, more people are also becoming confused about what it really means to be mindful and how to achieve this mindset daily. We will discuss the most important things you need to know about mindfulness so that you can become an expert at living a more stress-free life, find meaningful ways to cope with daily pressures, and cultivate compassion in your own unique way. Mindfulness is a state of being that's cultivated through certain disciplines, practices, and skills. It's a way of living that encourages you to be in the moment, to be aware of your surroundings, and to be fully present with your feelings and sensations. Practicing mindfulness can help you become more accepting, resilient, and compassionate towards yourself and others. It's an open window into your mind and emotions, allowing you to experience them more deeply and connect to your emotions in a way that's less reactive and more intentional. Mindfulness is often thought of as a state of calmness or even heightened awareness. Mindfulness is something that you cultivate, just like anything else you put effort into. It's not something that you just turn on one day and turn off the next. Mindfulness can take your life to a whole new level of fulfillment and connection. Research has shown that practicing mindfulness has many benefits. Studies have found that practicing mindfulness reduces inflammation in the body, strengthens your immune system, and improves your digestion and immune function. Mindfulness can help you regulate your emotions, especially those that often lead to anxiety and stress. Learning how to be present and observe others can help you connect with others more deeply, boosting your empathy and compassion levels. Mindful practices can help you stay focused and on task, increasing your capacity for creative thinking and productivity. Practices like mindfulness increase positive feelings such as joy and contentment, which can make life more enjoyable and meaningful. Mindfulness can be practiced in many different ways, depending on your own specific needs, preferences, and goals. Mindful practices can help you integrate mindfulness into your daily spiritual routine, strengthening your connection to your beliefs. Guided meditations can help you become more focused and relaxed, improving your overall mental health and quality of sleep. Mindful exercises can help you center yourself, connect to your body, and cultivate compassion for yourself and others. Mindful eating habits can help you become more mindful of what you put into your body, reducing the likelihood of binge eating. Practicing mindfulness while commuting can help you stay focused on your goals and activities during your daily routine, boosting your happiness and productivity levels. Research shows that mindfulness is on the rise. There are more than 500,000 mindfulness practitioners in the U.S., and the practice is popping up in many different areas of society, from the health field to education. It's also gaining popularity as a way to deal with daily stresses, reduce anxiety and depression, increase self-confidence, and live a more meaningful life. However, while mindfulness has become more mainstream and accessible, there's also a lot of confusion and misinformation around it. As with any growing movement, there are a few people who claim to be leaders in this field and are often selling products, courses, or programs that promise miraculous results. This creates a lot of unwanted pressure and expectations around mindfulness, which can be harmful to your practice and expectations of it. It's a practice that can benefit everyone, regardless of race, gender, education level, or socioeconomic status. This is why you need to believe in the power of mindfulness and cultivate daily practice as a potential cure-all. Mindfulness can help you cope with daily pressures and build resilience. research has shown that practicing mindfulness can help you regulate your emotions, especially those that often lead to anxiety and stress. It can help you become more accepting of yourself and others, fostering compassion in your own unique way. It can also help you cultivate focus and productivity, boosting your capacity for creative thinking and productivity. It can help you stay focused on your goals and activities during your daily routine, boosting your happiness and productivity levels. Mindful eating habits can help you become more mindful of what you put into your body, reducing the likelihood of binge eating. Practicing gratitude can help you cultivate a more positive outlook, increasing your contentment with life and your sense of joy and fulfillment. There are many ways to practice mindfulness, depending on your own specific needs and preferences. Decide on one thing or one activity to focus on, whether it's your breathing, your thoughts, your feelings, or your surroundings. This could be one thing to notice about your surroundings, whether it's a color, a shape, a flower, a piece of graffiti, or a sign. Pick one thing to notice about your body, whether it's a muscle, a bone, a sensation, or something that you can pick up with your hands. Pick one thing to notice about your emotions. Examples of this could be your intensity, your frequency, or something else. Decide what you will notice about your motivations, which could be your direction, your source, or something else. It is going to take time and effort for you to be prepared to accept this and believe that no miracle fix will transform your life overnight. We recommend that you create a daily ritual for your practice of mindfulness and stick with this. After a while, this will become an empowering habit for you on autopilot. Everyone experiences busyness and stress from time to time. However, for many people, these feelings can become a constant and pervasive part of their lives. At times, it can feel like there are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. In addition, modern life is often stressful and chaotic. As a result, many people struggle to maintain a balanced and peaceful state of mind. Of course, you don't have to live in constant stress or be constantly busy to lead an active and healthy life. Instead, you can choose to live more mindfully to achieve balance and peace of mind regularly. Here are some of the most important benefits that choosing to live a more mindful lifestyle can change your life for the better. Use these to inspire and motivate you to succeed with mindfulness. You'll be more present. Humans are notoriously bad at being present. Studies have shown that just a single day without our phone can make us seem almost spacey the following day. Additionally, a lot of the busyness that people feel is simply because they're trying to multitask. However, research has shown that people are best at mindfully focusing on one thing at a time. When you're more present, you'll be more aware of your surroundings. You'll notice more detail in your environment and be more present with your loved ones. Furthermore, being present enables you to be more fully engaged in what you're doing. As a result, you'll be more creative, innovative, and effective in your everyday life. You'll have more confidence. Confidence is a funny thing. While a lot of people seem to have it naturally, others struggle to feel it. However, cultivating confidence can be as simple as adopting a more mindful way of living. Mindful living can help you to overcome your insecurities and gain a greater sense of self-worth. As a result, you'll be more accepting and less judgmental of yourself and others. You'll also feel more comfortable being your true self and having the confidence to pursue your passions. Mindful living can also help you to feel more confident in any specific area of your life. For example, if you're a student trying to land a job, you'll be more confident in your abilities when you're living mindfully. You'll be more productive. Productivity is the key to success. However, most of us feel like we're not doing enough with our time. When you feel overwhelmed by the number of things you have to do, you're likely not as productive as you could be. Mindful living can help you to be more productive by helping you to prioritize your tasks and figure out what's most important to you. In addition, being more mindful will help you to avoid distractions and stay focused on the task at hand. Furthermore, it can help you to keep track of time and make good use of your limited resources. One of the biggest problems that people face is a lack of concentration. Worry and stress often cause us to have too many thoughts running through our heads. As a result, you may find that you're unable to focus on one thing properly. Losing concentration can lead to a loss of focus, which can cause you to miss important deadlines or fail to complete important tasks. When you're more mindful, you're less likely to be distracted. You're also more likely to be curious and open to new ideas, which can help you to avoid getting stuck in a rut. Mindfulness is all about cultivating curiosity. As such, it can help you to open yourself up to new ideas and experiences through an increased sense of curiosity. This, in turn, can help you to become a better, more well-rounded person. Mindful living can help you to learn new things more mindfully by helping you to stay curious and open to new experiences. When you're more mindful, you're less likely to get stuck in ruts and more likely to explore new things and meet new people. One of the major benefits of mindfulness is cultivating a state of calm. When you're more relaxed, you're also less likely to be stressed. This can help you to have a calmer state of mind and be better able to manage your emotions. As such, mindful living can enable you to be more peaceful and calmer. When you're more mindful, you're less likely to get swept up in the busyness of modern life and more likely to be present and open. One of the best things about mindfulness is how it can build self-awareness. This can help you to become more self-aware and conscious of yourself. Also, it can help you to be more accepting of yourself and your place in the world. Mindfulness can help you to have greater self-awareness and consciousness by helping you to cultivate a curious mind. You'll build a stronger sense of self. When you live a mindful life, you're less likely to get swept up in the busyness of modern life and more likely to be present and open. This can help you to cultivate a more open and accepting mind and be more self-aware and self-accepting. As you become more self-aware, you can begin to develop a stronger sense of self. This can help you to become more confident in your abilities and build a stronger sense of self-worth. When you have a strong sense of self, you feel more capable and are less likely to rely on external factors to feel good about yourself. You'll be more creative and innovative. When you're more present, you're less likely to get stuck in a rut and more likely to cultivate a curious mind. This can help you to be more creative and innovative. The concept of mindfulness is becoming more and more popular. Research has shown a plethora of benefits to being mindful. It has been found to help with depression, anxiety, stress, pain management, eating disorders, and just about anything else you can think of. Mindfulness is also increasingly being used as a technique for self-exploration and growth. The good news is that most people have heard of mindfulness. It's less well known by many though, and so we'll go through some common misconceptions here so that you know what the real deal is. You have to be very calm to practice mindfulness. This one is almost too funny to be believed. It sounds almost like saying yoga is only for those in the know who are super chill and calm, to begin with. Mindfulness is not the same as being chilled out. Mindfulness is being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations with openness and curiosity. It's being in the moment with a non-judgmental attitude. When you start practicing mindfulness, you don't want to be super chilled out. You want to be fully in the here and now, with all your senses fully engaged. You might think that everyone is already fully aware, but the truth is that not everyone is. This can be brought about by several things. For example, someone could have an autism spectrum disorder. Someone who has this could be extremely aware of their surroundings and what other people are saying. They might also be extremely aware of their own thoughts and feelings. These people simply have a different type of awareness, and most people don't have the same level of savvy. It is not true that everyone is already fully aware. While it may be true that the Buddhist philosophy behind mindfulness is related to Buddhism, it is not necessary to practice Buddhism to practice mindfulness. Buddhism is just one of many philosophies that can be related to mindfulness. Mindfulness is not a religion, it's a philosophy. While many Buddhist philosophies are related to mindfulness, they aren't necessarily required. Various styles of mindfulness are practiced by many people who are not Buddhist. You don't need to be religious to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a much more holistic technique than just sitting down and doing some kind of meditation where you close your eyes and try not to think about anything. It is about being fully present in your thoughts, feelings, and sensations. There are all kinds of mindfulness techniques. Some of them may involve sitting down and others may not. Mindfulness is not something that you need to learn. It's something that you can practice daily. If it's something that you're interested in doing, you can practice mindfulness whenever you have time. You don't need to set aside retreat days to practice mindfulness. You can practice it whenever you have time throughout the day. The practice of mindfulness is not about guarding your thoughts, but rather about being more fully present in the here and now. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, but rather about filling it with more thoughts, feelings, and sensations. While it may be true that the concept of mindfulness is still relatively new to most people, the practice has been around for a while. There are even books written on the subject as far back as the 1800s. Mindfulness is still growing in popularity, but it's not a passing trend. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. Yes, it may take some time for mindfulness to become more mainstream and normalized, but it will be around for a long time. Mindfulness is not dangerous, and is not even about emptying your mind. Mindfulness is about being more fully present in your thoughts, feelings, and sensations. You can practice mindfulness at any time and in any place, and you can practice mindfulness while doing anything else. There is never any danger with mindfulness. Living a mindful life can be difficult, but it's essential to leading a happy and healthy life. There are many benefits of living a mindful life, including improved concentration, stress reduction, and emotional stability. However, it can be challenging to maintain an intentional mindset at all times, especially if you aren't used to being conscious of your thoughts and actions. The most common mistake people make when trying to live a more mindful lifestyle is being afraid to be vulnerable. This fear of being vulnerable is the most common in the human experience and is the root cause of many unnecessary problems in our lives. Vulnerability is the capacity to be open to experience. The more you are exposed to life, the more you develop this capacity. It is a desirable quality in both people and relationships, as well as in creativity and problem solving. Being vulnerable is not about showing your weaknesses, but rather about being conscious of your emotions, thoughts, and actions. We are constantly exposed to the feelings and thoughts of other people, but we are rarely conscious of our own emotions. When we are conscious of our emotions, we have the opportunity to have a mindful response, which enables us to gain control over our feelings and actions. If we are not conscious of our emotions, we are likely to act on them without thinking, which can lead to anxiety, stress, frustration, and anger. These emotions may cause us to do things that we regret, which can add more stress to our lives. Mindfulness is the capacity to be aware of our thoughts and feelings and to remain mindful regardless of external circumstances. The key to living a mindful life is to accept feedback and use it to improve your life and your relationships. When you try something new, you're bound to make mistakes. Every time you think you've mastered something, you'll probably end up doing it wrong. You're human, and no one is perfect. Trying to be perfect and not accepting feedback from others is a big mistake. If you make a mistake, don't be afraid to accept feedback. Ask your friends, family, and loved ones if they have any advice on how to improve. Be open to constructive criticism. This will help you to lead a more mindful life. Mindfulness is about being aware of your thoughts and feelings, not being afraid to accept feedback, and being honest with yourself. One of the most important qualities in a mindful individual is honesty. People who are constantly dishonest are not able to sustain healthy relationships and are often manipulative. Honesty is an essential part of a balanced, healthy, and mindful life. It can be defined as the quality of being frank, especially about thoughts and feelings. As humans, we often feel the pressure to hide certain parts of ourselves, such as our flaws, mistakes, or weaknesses, because we don't want to be judged or rejected by other people. This is an extremely fragile mindset that leaves room for manipulation and deceit in your life. Being honest with yourself is not always an easy thing to do, but you need to commit to doing this if you truly want a mindful life. Developing mindfulness is the capacity to be aware of your thoughts and feelings, and to remain mindful regardless of external circumstances. When you are constantly dwelling on the past or the future, you are likely to be unhappy. The past and the future are important aspects of our lives, which shape our decisions and actions. However, dwelling too much on the past or the future can be detrimental to your well-being. Excessive dwelling can slowly destroy your happiness, as these aspects of your life are important, but they are finite. Be optimistic about your future. Don't be afraid to say no. When you are afraid to say no, you are likely to overcommit yourself, which is a recipe for disaster. If you are scared to say no, you are probably saying yes to a lot of commitments that you don't want to be involved in. Knowing what you want, but being afraid to ask for it, is the worst way to go about getting what you want in life. Letting people know when you don't want to do things and letting them know when you're busy is the best way to free up your time and make more room for the things that are important to you. It is not always easy to say no, but you need to be persistent to benefit from your mindfulness. You want to remain mindful regardless of external circumstances. As you grow and mature, you will inevitably experience many difficult situations in life. When you encounter these situations, don't be scared to stop and smell the roses. Bad situations are important as they provide us with the opportunity to experience a deeper level of mindfulness, which allows us to reflect on our actions and understand our motives. These situations should not be avoided or minimized, but rather embraced as an opportunity to learn and grow. When you are constantly comparing yourself to others, you are likely to be unhappy. A comparison is a form of judgment, which is inherently unhealthy. Think of comparison as a roadmap of what is wrong with your life, as well as a representation of how much progress you have made in your life. It is the primary cause of anxiety, depression, and anger. When you are constantly judging yourself and other people, you are likely to be unhappy. Judgment is a form of comparison, and it is the primary cause of anxiety, depression, and anger. Many people are quick to criticize themselves and others, without considering the consequences. Try to avoid judgment in your mindful life. Mindfulness is the practice of focusing your attention on the present moment and bringing awareness to your physical and mental well-being. It can be an incredibly difficult habit to incorporate into your daily life. But with the right breathing techniques, integrating mindfulness into your life can be much easier than you think. When we're stressed, anxious, or overstimulated by our environment, it's easy to become consumed by our thoughts and lose track of ourselves. Mindfulness practices focus on bringing us back to the present moment by taking deep breaths and focusing on our breath or bodily sensations. They can help us relax and refocus on the task at hand rather than allowing our thoughts to drift away as they would without any breathing techniques in place. We will be exploring some of the best breathing techniques that you can incorporate into your daily routine for a more mindful lifestyle. The first technique that you can incorporate into your daily routine is breathing in for 4 seconds. Before you begin, note where you are and what you are doing. Try to bring awareness to your surroundings and what you are doing, whether it be listening to music, reading a book, or taking a walk with your dog. Next, focus your attention on your inhaling. Try to imagine your breath as if it were a balloon that you are filling up with air. As you inhale, the air fills up your lungs and the balloon expands. Once your lungs are full, pause for 4 seconds before you exhale for 8 seconds. This breathing technique should be practiced for a minute or two each day. It can be incorporated into a morning routine where you sit quietly before going about your day or as part of a midday break. Next, breathe out for 8 seconds. The exhale should be longer than the inhale so that the lungs have time to return to the resting state. After breathing out for 8 seconds, pause for 2 seconds before you begin to inhale again. Repeat this pattern for a minute or so. This breathing technique can be done for a minute or two each day. It can be incorporated into a morning routine before you begin your day or as a break between tasks. When you're first beginning to incorporate mindful breathing techniques, it can help to take longer, deeper breaths. This helps to increase the amount of oxygen that your blood absorbs, calming your nerves and lowering your stress levels. It can be beneficial to practice breathing like this for a few minutes each day. The best time to breathe like this is just before you lie down to sleep at night. This is the most peaceful part of your day. It's also when your body is most relaxed and will be less likely to become stressed. Breathe in slowly and deeply, remembering to take your time and focus on your breathing. And then breathe out slowly and softly as you slowly drift off to sleep. The next mindful breathing technique that you can incorporate into your daily routine is developing breath awareness. This can be done through a simple technique called counting your breaths. When you begin this technique, it's important to keep things as simple as possible. Begin by counting each inhale and exhale as if you're counting to 10 or 20. You can increase the challenge as you count to 40 or 50. It's important to keep things simple at first and not overthink them. Just focus on your breathing and count each inhale and exhale. This can be done for a minute or two each day. Another effective mindful breathing technique that you can incorporate into your daily routine is the 5-second breathing meditation. This is a very easy technique to incorporate and can be done anywhere, anytime. When you begin this technique, sit or lie down comfortably and focus on your breath. Once you've got your breathing pattern under control, it's time to begin the 5-second breathing meditation. To begin, close your eyes and focus your attention on your breath. Inhale and as you exhale, count to 5 as if you are counting to 10. This should take approximately 5 seconds. When you've reached 5, exhale slowly and focus your attention back on your breath. Repeat this cycle for a minute or two each day. Practice this every day and you will soon master this powerful technique. Guided Breath Meditation. A powerful mindful breathing technique that you can incorporate into your daily routine is guided meditation. This can be done through the use of a downloadable or streamed guided meditation. When you begin a guided meditation, it's important to note that you should give yourself plenty of time. Begin by setting an alarm 10 or 15 minutes before the meditation starts. This will give your mind plenty of time to quiet down and fall asleep when the meditation is over. When you begin the meditation, take note of what you're doing and where you are. As you practice mindful breathing, it can be helpful to bring your focus back to the present moment. Here are some helpful ways that you can practice your mindful breathing so that you can do it on autopilot. Practice quieting your mind for a few minutes each day and focusing on your breathing. Practice counting your breaths and focusing on your breathing as you count. Practice breathing in for 4 seconds and breathing out for 8 seconds. Practice taking deep breaths for a minute or two each day. Practice developing breath awareness by counting to 10 or 20, or counting to 40 or 50. Practice the 5-second breathe meditation. Download an app that will provide guided breathing meditation. Another powerful mindful breathing technique that you can incorporate into your daily routine is the stressed breathing exercise. This is a simple but effective technique that can be used to calm your nerves. To begin, sit or lie down comfortably. Now, focus on your breathing. As you focus on your breathing, imagine that you are breathing in calm and relaxing breaths. Visualize your breath as if it were a balloon being filled up with air. As you breathe in, imagine that the air is relaxing you and calming your nerves. Visualize the air filling up the balloon with calm and relaxation. As you breathe out, imagine that the air is blowing the balloon away so that you no longer feel the stress and tension in your body. This can be practiced for a minute or two each day. You can also incorporate this into a morning routine before you begin your day or as a break between tasks. The best way to practice mindful breathing is to simply focus on your breathing while you are doing something else. This can be done while you are engaged in a task such as reading a book, doing homework, or doing housework. Simply focus on your breathing as you go about your day and you will integrate breath and mindfulness into your life. These are just some of the best breathing techniques that you can incorporate into your daily routine. Mindful breathing techniques can be used for many purposes such as calming nerves and increasing oxygen levels. They can also be used for relaxation, focusing, and challenging breathing patterns. Mindful breathing techniques are an easy and effective way to live a more mindful life. Be sure to take all of these recommended mindful breathing exercises seriously and incorporate them into your daily routine. Mindfulness meditation has become something of a buzzword in recent years. As scientific research has uncovered the benefits of mindfulness, so more and more people have started incorporating regular mindfulness practice into their routines. In other words, it's no longer a trend or phenomenon, but a truly alternative way of looking at life and coping with the difficulties it entails. With that being said, using mindfulness as part of your daily routine can be challenging for some people. There are many benefits to mindfully living your life, but it can be difficult to commit to making those changes part-time to fully reap the rewards. Fortunately, there are several things that you can do daily that will help you build a more mindful life. Let's explore how you can use mindfulness meditation to not only cope with stress and anxiety, but also live a happier and more purposeful life as a result. Practicing mindfulness meditation regularly will help you to develop a mindful life. Mindfulness is the process of actively focusing on what is occurring in the current moment while also acknowledging your feelings and cravings. This is a core part of all healing therapies and forms the foundation of many other self-improvement practices. Meditation can range from sitting quietly on your couch to actively engaging in a guided mindfulness practice. What matters most is that you spend some time regularly practicing mindfulness. A simple technique is to take 5 minutes out of each day to relax and center yourself. While the focus of mindfulness meditation will vary from person to person, the general goal is to become more aware of your thoughts and feelings so that you aren't caught up in negative or obsessive thought patterns. Some people believe that it is very difficult to learn and practice mindfulness meditation, but this is not true. There are plenty of free online resources such as videos that will show you how to practice mindfulness meditation. Once you master this, you can practice a few minutes each day anywhere you want. Mindfulness meditation has been shown to improve physical and psychological health. It has been found to reduce stress, improve sleep, and decrease anxiety. When you practice mindfulness, you also build compassion and empathy for others. The practice of mindfulness has been linked to decreased risk of anxiety, depression, stress, and even chronic pain. It has also been shown to decrease symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, improve mood, and even increase productivity. Additionally, mindfulness meditation has been shown to improve relationships by improving communication, increasing relationship satisfaction, and lowering the chance of negative interactions. Mindfulness meditation is more than just sitting quietly. You need to actively engage in the practice, which means that you need to fully immerse yourself in the experience. Maybe that means that you close your eyes, put your focus on your breath, and try to feel the sensation of your lungs expanding while you inhale and contracting while you exhale. Also, you might want to use sounds as a way to help you stay in the present moment. Maybe you focus on your breathing and try to mentally replicate the sound of your breath as you inhale and exhale. There are a variety of mindfulness meditation techniques that can be used to help you become more mindful. What's most important is that you select one that works for you and that you incorporate regularly into your routine. As you become more mindful, you will naturally feel a decrease in the stress and anxiety that often accompanies the pressures of daily life. You will feel more in control of your emotions and less likely to engage in impulsive behaviors. The more mindful you become, the more you will realize the importance of living in the present moment. You will appreciate the small things in life and also take more responsibility for your actions. Mindfulness meditation also has been linked to building confidence and self-esteem. Practicing mindfulness meditation has been found to effectively decrease feelings of depression. The regular practice of mindfulness meditation has also been linked to improved self-image and the ability to accept and change negative thought patterns. Practicing mindfulness meditation will help you become more relaxed and centered. It will also help you to regain control of your thoughts and feelings so that you aren't engaging in impulsive behaviors that can cause you to feel overwhelmed. It has been shown to decrease symptoms of these conditions and increase feelings of well-being. Regular mindfulness meditation practice has been shown to decrease the physiological symptoms of anxiety and increase relaxation. This can help to decrease the frequency of impulsive behaviors such as ruminating about negative thoughts and engaging in unhealthy coping mechanisms. Mindfulness meditation is an effective way of building confidence and self-esteem. This can happen in several ways. The more confident you feel, the more motivated you are to improve yourself. In turn, this can lead to a cycle of growth where mindfulness improves confidence, which leads to more mindfulness. Also, mindfulness has been linked to enhanced self-esteem by helping you to more accurately identify your strengths and weaknesses. Mindful people are more likely to be honest with themselves and admit when they aren't doing well. They are more likely to take responsibility for their actions and understand that they are capable of doing better. Studies have proven mindfulness meditation can be linked to improved attention and concentration. This can be a result of being more focused or simply because you aren't as anxious about being distracted as you would be without mindfulness. When you are practicing mindfulness meditation, you are more likely to be present with whatever you are doing. This means that you aren't obsessing about the past or worrying about the future. You aren't wishing that you were doing something else or ruminating about something negative. Countless studies have shown that when you are distracted, your attention is constantly on the verge of being redirected. This means that you are more likely to be distracted when you aren't practicing mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness meditation is more than just a practice that helps you to feel better emotionally. It is also a practice that helps you to build a happier and more purposeful life. It is one of the most effective ways of cultivating compassion and empathy as individuals. Also, it can help to decrease your sense of isolation and loneliness as you practice mindfulness. Mindful living can help you to more effectively build a meaningful and satisfying life by enhancing your relationships with others and contributing to the greater good. The most important part of using mindfulness meditation is to make the time for it. You must find a daily time that works for you and that is quiet and free from distraction. You may find that you need to change your daily routine to make time for it. This could mean that you eat dinner while sitting down and focusing on your breathing. It could mean that you take a walk while listening to a guided mindfulness practice. Or it could mean that you make time for your mindfulness meditation practice when you aren't doing anything else. this could mean finding a quiet space in your home or office or choosing a different place. It only takes a few minutes to practice mindfulness meditation, and you can do it anywhere. The most important part of using mindfulness meditation is to make the time for it. This might mean that you take a break from your stressful job or schedule some time off for self-reflection. It also means that you need to look for ways to incorporate mindfulness meditation into your daily schedule. Building a mindful life doesn't mean that you have to take up a mindfulness practice before you can eat. It doesn't mean that you have to give up or stop doing all of the things that are stressing you out. But it does mean that you have to make time for it. Find a quiet place where you aren't going to be disturbed and find a meditation technique that works for you. Mindfulness is the ability to be fully present in the moment, with an awareness of your surroundings and a sense of detachment from that world. It's difficult to put into words, but it's something that everyone should strive for. In our hectic modern lives, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters and get caught up in the minutiae of everyday life. Fortunately, research has proven time and time again that practicing mindfulness can lead to numerous benefits. From reducing stress and anxiety to improving cognitive functioning, emotional regulation, and self-awareness, there's no end to the positive benefits you can reap from investing time in this practice. If you want to build a more mindful life, then here are some proven ways how you can do just that. Regular exercise is one of the best ways to reduce stress, improve your mental health, and increase your self-confidence. Not only will it help you focus better, but it's also been shown to decrease your risk of some mental health conditions, including anxiety, depression, and even schizophrenia. Furthermore, it can also reduce your risk of developing an age-related cognitive decline by improving your brain's health and plasticity. That said, exercise doesn't need to be an intense gym session full of expensive equipment to be beneficial. Even activities such as walking, yoga, and hiking can be effective. Eating healthy, nutritious meals is an important part of any well-planned diet. However, if you're focusing on the macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, while forgetting about vitamins, minerals, and fiber, then you're doing it wrong. When you eat, focus on the taste and smell of the food. Are you concentrating on the food in your mouth or the television in front of you? As you eat, pay attention to how you feel. Are you feeling mentally or physically refreshed afterward? If not, then you may be overanalyzing and missing out on key nutrients you need. The best way to avoid getting into a jam on the road or to avoid forgetting an important appointment is to have a plan. Whether you're planning your daily schedule, your meals, or even finding a place to stay, having a plan can help you to avoid getting overwhelmed and allow you to stay on track. When you have a plan for your day, it can also help you to stay focused and make decisions more effectively. People that live mindfully always know what they are going to be doing the following day because they have planned it. Do you know how many people do not breathe consciously? And how many of them know this? When you don't breathe consciously, you're not only increasing your anxiety, but you're also decreasing your cognitive functioning. That's because breathing is important for multiple processes, including stress reduction, attention, and memory. It can be tricky to breathe consciously. You don't want to hyperventilate and end up in a state where you're dizzy or have a racing heart. Instead, breathe consciously by focusing on the breathing process. You can even try breathing in for patience and breathing out for impatience. It's important to prioritize your self-care. That's because even though you're fighting the world, you're still a person. Therefore, if you're constantly putting yourself last, you'll be exhausted and stressed before long. Self-care doesn't have to be complicated. Instead, it can be as simple as taking a bath, listening to calming music, drinking a hot glass of water, or reading a book. Gratitude is like muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it'll become. That's because when you're grateful, you're reminded of all the good things in your life. Furthermore, you're less likely to get overwhelmed by all the bad things that are happening around you. Practicing gratitude daily works because you're not focusing on any negatives, you're focusing on the positives. Gratitude can be practiced through journaling, speaking to your loved ones, taking a walk in nature, or volunteering at a local charity. Commit to practicing gratitude every day to develop a mindful life. There are so many types of mindfulness meditation, and it can be confusing as to which one to practice. That's why it's important to practice daily. But it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as focusing on your breathing or closing your eyes and imagining a place of calm. We recommend that you learn to practice a form of mindfulness meditation that works for you. There are plenty of videos and other free resources online that you can use to master mindfulness meditation. Just 10 minutes of mindfulness meditation each day can reduce your levels of stress and improve your mental functioning. Compassion is one of the most important qualities you can cultivate. Without compassion, you'd be unable to relate to others, even if they were different from you, and you'd be unable to improve yourself. That's because compassion doesn't just look at the good in people, it looks at the bad as well. It's important to cultivate compassion while being present. This is because being present isn't just about focusing on the task at hand, it's about being present in the moment. You need to be aware of and appreciate why it's important to keep compassion in mind when making decisions, being mindful of others, and being present in the moment. Doing so can help you to become a more mindful person. Use cognitive restructuring to develop your mindful life. Cognitive restructuring, also known as cognitive insight activation, CI, is a behavioral therapy that has proven to be an effective method for treating several mental disorders. In other words, this therapy helps people with depression, anxiety, and other conditions by forcing them to confront their negative thoughts. To do this, you must first understand how the brain functions. What is cognitive restructuring? Cognitive restructuring is a form of psychotherapy that helps people to alter their negative thoughts or black and white thinking. By doing this, you can eliminate the emotional charge from events in your life and gain a sense of greater control over your thoughts and behaviors. The core principle of cognitive restructuring is focused on uncovering irrational beliefs and replacing them with more realistic thoughts. Mental models are the connections we make between thoughts and the outside world, thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. To achieve psychological healing, we must first identify our mental models and find imperfections in them. For instance, when people experience anxiety, they often focus on what might go wrong or imagine worst-case scenarios. People who suffer from anxiety disorders might find imperfections in their thoughts that make them feel they are lucky not to have a real threat. You can use cognitive restructuring to identify these imperfections and replace them with more realistic thoughts. Cognitive restructuring is a form of cognitive therapy that uses guided exercises to identify irrational thoughts and replace them with more realistic ones. The core principle of cognitive restructuring is focused on uncovering irrational beliefs and replacing them with more realistic thoughts. During cognitive restructuring sessions, you are encouraged to try to identify the mental model you are employing when you experience an anxious or negative thought. This can be challenging because our thoughts become automatic and trick us into thinking they are normal. There are several benefits to using cognitive restructuring to develop your mindful life. Here are the most significant benefits. Better mental health. Cognitive restructuring can help people with anxiety, depression, and other disorders. Because negative thinking is a core feature of most mental illnesses, it can be difficult to stop tricking your mind and identify the mental models you are employing. Identifying and correcting these models is the essence of cognitive restructuring. We must be able to identify and correct our negative thoughts. People who are tricked into believing they are normal are often unable to correct them. Cognitive restructuring helps people identify imperfections in their thoughts and replace them with more realistic thoughts. This allows them to feel more empowered and in control of their lives. Cognitive restructuring can be an effective treatment for depression because it helps people identify their black and white thinking and correct it. The easiest way to perform cognitive restructuring is to write down your thoughts as soon as they occur to you. This can be challenging because we are often tricked into thinking we are normal and our thoughts are normal. When you write down your thoughts, try to identify the imperfections in them. For instance, when people experience anxiety, they often focus on what might go wrong or imagine worst-case scenarios. By identifying these imperfections, you can replace them with more realistic thoughts. Cognitive restructuring can be performed alone or with a therapist. It will take time and consistent effort to master cognitive restructuring, but this is worth it as it is a very effective method for helping you to live a more mindful life. It is important to first understand that cognitive restructuring is a tool to help you overcome mental issues. This is not a treatment that is intended to cure you. While cognitive restructuring can be a helpful skill to maintain a mindful life, it can also be used to help people overcome mental issues. You need to first understand that the brain is a plastic organ that can be rewired. By changing your mental models and identifying imperfections in your thoughts, you can rewire your brain and achieve greater emotional and psychological well-being. If you decide to use cognitive restructuring to overcome mental issues, it is important to first seek professional help. Cognitive restructuring is a form of psychotherapy that can help you rewire your brain and overcome issues, but it should not be used by itself. We recommend that you use the power of cognitive restructuring to help you build a mindful life. This is optional, but it can help you to fix any brain rewiring issues that you have so that you can live the mindful life that you desire. There are several advantages to using cognitive restructuring to help you to live a mindful life. Cognitive restructuring has been used successfully to treat a variety of mental disorders, including anxiety disorders, depression, narcissistic personality disorder, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. The core principle of cognitive restructuring is focused on uncovering irrational beliefs and replacing them with more realistic thoughts. By doing this, you can eliminate the emotional charge from events in your life and gain a sense of greater control over your thoughts and behaviors. Efficient cognitive restructuring can be performed alone or with a therapist and does not require medication or therapy sessions. It can be performed daily, weekly, or monthly and can be done at home or in a therapist's office. Cognitive restructuring is an affordable treatment that can be performed in your home, therapist's office, or another convenient place. There are a couple of major disadvantages with cognitive restructuring that we do not consider to be disadvantages at all. Anything that is going to help you to be more mindful and live a better life is going to require you to make an effort regularly. You must be patient while performing cognitive restructuring. Also, you must be gracious while trying to identify imperfections in your thoughts and replace them with more realistic thoughts. You must commit to performing cognitive restructuring daily, weekly, or monthly. In addition to this, you must keep the commitment by trying to identify imperfections in your thoughts and replace them with more realistic thoughts. There are some effective cognitive restructuring techniques that you can use. One of the aims of cognitive restructuring is not to let your emotions and thoughts get the better of you. You can use mindfulness meditation to clear your mind and avoid negative thoughts so that you are not so controlled by them. Another effective cognitive restructuring technique that you can use is thought challenging. This involves breaking down a belief or thought that you have to see if it is accurate or not. People that use this technique find that more than 90% of the time the thoughts or beliefs that they assess with thought challenging tend to be unfounded. Hypothesis testing is another effective cognitive restructuring technique. This is similar to thought challenging, but here you will test a theory that you believe to see if there's any merit in it. You are likely to find that the theories you test do not make sense and are unrealistic. When you know this, you can move forward with your life. You need to use mindfulness and cognitive restructuring together to achieve the best results. Use mindfulness to identify limiting beliefs and negative thoughts that you experience regularly. Then you can use cognitive restructuring techniques like those we have discussed to make the necessary changes. Cognitive restructuring works and has been used for many years to treat addictions, anxiety disorders, and phobias in people. You can also use cognitive restructuring to improve your thought process. Use it with positive thoughts as a way to elevate your self-improvement. For example, you can use it for increased productivity and confidence. To give yourself the maximum chance of success in living a mindful life, we recommend that you follow these 8 best practices. 1. Understand mindfulness living. You need to understand what mindfulness living is so that you can make it a reality. When you practice mindfulness, you are more accepting, resilient, and compassionate towards yourself and others. No doubt living a mindful life can change your life for the better. When you believe in the power of mindfulness, you will get better results. Commit to practicing mindfulness in your everyday life and use the long-term benefits of mindfulness to inspire and motivate you. It is going to take time and consistent effort on your part to live the mindful life that you desire, but it will be worth it in the end. 2. Understand the benefits of mindful living. You'll be more present, increase your confidence, raise your productivity, improve your concentration, increase your curiosity, live a more calm and peaceful life, improve your self-awareness and consciousness, build a stronger sense of self, and be more creative and innovative. 3. There are several myths and misconceptions about mindfulness that you need to reject if you encounter them. Some of the most common ones are believing that you have to be very calm to be mindful, believing everyone is already fully aware, believing you have to be religious to be mindful, meditation and mindfulness are the same, and mindfulness can be dangerous. 4. People that try to live a mindful life often make the same mistakes. They are afraid to be vulnerable and to accept feedback. They are not honest with themselves. They dwell on the past or future. They don't say no. They compare themselves with others. They tend to judge, and they don't stop and smell the roses to help them. 5. Breathing properly is a very important part of living a mindful life. You can use the best breathing techniques to help you to calm down, relax, and refocus. Learn the 4 seconds breathing in technique, as well as the 8 seconds breathing out technique. Be sure to practice deep breathing for at least 2 minutes each day. You must develop breath awareness. Learn and practice 5-second breathing meditation. Get help with guided breath meditation, and learn and practice the stressed breathing technique. Remember that you need to breathe properly to live a mindful life. You can focus on your breathing while doing other things. 6. Learning and practicing mindfulness meditation will help you to live a mindful life. There are many benefits to practicing mindfulness meditation, and you can use it to overcome anxiety and depression, build your confidence and self-esteem, and improve your attention and concentration. Practice mindfulness meditation each day for the best results. 7. Take advantage of proven ways to build a mindful life. Exercise regularly and eat mindfully. Always plan your day and be conscious of your breathing. Create a self-care routine and practice gratitude daily. Practice mindfulness meditation each day and practice compassion while being present. 8. Cognitive restructuring is a proven way to change negative thoughts and limiting beliefs. The benefits of cognitive restructuring include better mental health, greater empowerment, and reduced depression. You can use different techniques for cognitive restructuring, such as mindfulness meditation, thought challenging, and hypothesis testing. Now that you know what you have to do to live a mindful life, it is time for you to take action. This is your life, so follow the steps and apply what you have learned. Most people fail to live a truly mindful life. They try to figure it all out by themselves and then give up very quickly. You know exactly what you need to do now and the steps that you need to take. By following the advice in this training, you will build your mindful life. Start right now by understanding the benefits of mindful living. We wish you every success in your pursuit to live a mindful life.